Technology is integral to our lives. It's a wonderful thing. Increasingly, it's used as a source of communication and relaxation. It really appeals to some types of mind. My eldest daughter would play on a tablet-type computer for many hours at a time if I let her. It's going to be a huge part of her life in the world she's growing up in, and it will be an advantage to her to be able to use it. However, the need to be conversant in public, able to communicate in the spoken and written word, and learn from people around her is, I believe, vital to her future. I won't let technology spoil the development of that aspect of her life. We went to a wonderful woodland area near Plymouth last Sunday. We took bicycles and met up with friends. It was a clear sunny day, the scenery was beautiful. We were all absorbed in our time together. We had fun, we got physically tired, we were better for it. Whilst we were out, we saw two young girls on bicycles waiting for their father to catch them up. He was walking, engrossed in his mobile handset. He'd lost that opportunity to be engaged with his daughters because of technology. We all see examples of this from time to time. I've been to dinner parties where people keep checking their handsets. We've had house guests who constantly look at their phones. Last week, my niece was supposedly having a serious conversation with me on the phone when my other niece told me she was texting whilst I was talking. Technology is, as I said, a wonderful thing. So are the people and the world around us. We should all realise the appropriate time to use technology and not let it impinge on the physical and human world around us.